listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0800. 56, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida. So many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome aboard. Glad you invited us in your home. And if you didn't invite us in, well, what else can I say? We're here. Listen, folks, if you want to know what it is that you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Oy, oy, oy. Pardon me, folks. I don't have a cough button, so you'll have to put up with me. The phone number here, which I hope you can call in, 407-894-1680. Let me say it nice and slow, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in, which you would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Before we get started on the night show, which is going to be a really good show, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean unbelievable wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here. Well, welcome. Thank you, Michael, for the introduction. Welcome, everybody, to the May 7th, first Sunday in May edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from Winter Park, Florida, our co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair from the Sinclairs and the Sinclairs.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back. And I can't believe we're into another month. But I hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be a good one tonight.
And now we got to welcome the one, the only, the producer with the mostest, the hottest. Well, what can I say? The producer, the engineer, the Mr. Chris Shaw. Are you there, Mr. Chris Shaw?
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing?
He's the only one in the studio.
That's it. Lonely. I heard the echo in the background of me.
Lonely, oh so lonely.
By the way, in case you want to know, we're live from Orlando, Florida. Yeah, this is a live radio show from Orlando, Florida. Lynn, you got any shout-outs before we begin the show?
We do. I have so many shout-outs tonight. I had to type them all up so I wouldn't forget anybody. My first shout-out is to Nellie. Michael, you spoke to her the other day. Nellie at Lighthouse Central Florida. Hi, Nellie in Orlando. Dan Wiener in Winter Park, Florida. Jacqueline Patching. Laura Grikos Neubauer. These are all new listeners. And I don't know what I'm listening to. I hear somebody talking. Lighthouse Vision Loss and Education Center in Sarasota. Welcome. Johnny Edwards. Matthew Speakman. Andrew Gary Lacoma, Colama, Rebecca Morgan, and Christina Hunyadi, who's listening from Hungary. How do you like that?
You listen from Hungary. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's
something.
Right.
Gary, you got any shout outs?
I think I heard his
piece. I couldn't beat a list like that. No way.
I had to type it up, Gary.
Yeah, I know you did very good, Lynn. Very good.
Thank you. And who are your shout outs?
I just give a shout out to my grandsons and shout out to Gary if he's up in Virginia listening tonight.
Okay.
And Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs?
Yes, I do. Listen, last week we had a conversation, and in my hometown of Chicago, we have a place, and I didn't mean any disrespect to anybody. I was just calling the place, the city, the area where it is. But if I offended anybody on saying that name, I do apologize. So my shout out is to anyone that I've offended over the last week. I apologize sincerely from the heart. I mean, no disrespect to anybody. I love each and everybody, and I want to make sure that we have a great and fantastic show each and every week.
And yes, we know that We know that.
We know that.
We know you type of person you are, which is a fabulous person. And by the way,
absolutely,
when I went to Chicago and I asked directions, they told me that name and I wasn't offended by it, but they said that's the name of the place where I went to. It's on a place called Maxwell Street. And everybody on Maxwell Street at that time was Jewish.
All the merchants.
All the merchants. And that's why they call it the name. And I'm not going to say the name because I'm going to offend people and I don't want to offend people. But that's what they call something town. And okay, the bottom line is everybody on that Maxwell Street is Jewish. That's when I'm going back now when I first went there about 20 years ago. I don't know about now, but that's 20 years ago.
Michael, let's mention that. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for clarifying that. We love you. Let's mention to everybody that May is Military Appreciation Month. And it is for those who served, both active and retired. So the reason we're mentioning this is Michael has something to say. LS&S.
About LS&S.
That's right.
You don't forget, LS&S is also, they have another name also, Independent Living Aids. Right. So I get my watches. And by the way, you should get your pen friend from there. And everything else that you need, if you're vision impaired and low vision, you should get all your different supplies from LS&S or Independent Living Aids. That's the same company. Melissa owns both of them. And that's a fabulous, she's fabulous. They have great, and I mean great, people there talking to you. If you have any questions, just ask. Great customer service. Yep.
Yeah, and one of the things that Melissa's doing at LS&S, I guess also Independent Living Aids, in honor of those who serve both active and retired, because it is, May is Military Appreciation Month, they will receive free shipping for web orders over $75. So I just wanted to
say,
I just wanted to let everybody know that. I happened to learn that.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
I got to ask these people out here a quick question if they could maybe answer a little bit later. I heard something just before on the national news, just before it came on air. I heard that the Kentucky Derby yesterday, they had 20 horses in a race. 7 died yesterday.
I wonder if anybody's got an answer. I heard that.
Does anybody have an answer on that? Give us a call in, please. I'm shocked. 7 horses out of 20 died in one race.
Horrendous. I learned about that today too. It's awful. Just awful.
Somebody's using wrong kind of drugs.
No. They abuse them by racing them so hard. Is what it is.
Yep.
Not
somewhere, or they could induce some drugs and cause heart attacks.
If anybody has the inside information,
if you have any information, give us a call.
407-894-1680.
You got any questions, thoughts about the Kentucky Derby? Give us a call. Yeah. I'd like to know about it.
Yeah,
terrible. 7 horses. I thought it was only 2.
No,
that's almost half the horses.
1680. What, Gary?
That's almost half the horses. In one race.
7 out of 20.
Those beautiful animals.
20 out of 20, yeah.
And speaking of animals, if you happen to hear a howl in the background later, our Adriana that we adopted last week from Big Dog Ranch Rescue in West Palm Beach, which is more than 3 hours away from here, she's still adjusting, and she's been really coming along, but every once in a while, she lets out a howl.
When I'm telling you she's adjusting, I'm telling you. You would not believe my wife, because I'll tell you something. She is a nurse, a doctor. Now she's a veterinarian. I'm telling you, when she treats this animal, I mean, to tell you the truth, I haven't even touched the animal yet because I'm afraid, because when I get near, she runs away.
Well, she runs away from me too.
She's just timid. But Lynn, that howling, can't be any worse than Miss Green crying for turkey.
No, there's nothing
this is
like
different, Gary. This is kind of frightening sound.
Miss Green, I knew what she wanted. Miss Green only wanted her turkey.
Miss Green.
Turkey.
Turkey. But so if you hear anything, that's...
With Miss Green, may she rest in peace. We could make her cry just by giving her turkey.
And
she was happy.
A Cocker Spaniel, too. Yeah.
There was nothing like Miss Green.
Break now. It's 7:15.
Yeah, we're going to go to break.
That's up to Chris Shaw. Yep.
We're going to go to break.
Yeah.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got a lot more coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go away. We got a great show coming up. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah. are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and this is Blind and Beyond. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Hope you call us. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, it's my time to welcome our first guest of the evening. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Ashley Hayden, and I just saw that her partner just popped on, so let me let him in while I'm doing two things at once here. So welcome, Ashley. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Ashley, Dr. Hayden, I should say.
Hey, Ashley.
Oh, that's okay. Hi.
And that's that you're speaking to Gary, our co-host.
And hi. Hello,
Ashley. This is Michael.
And that's Michael. Okay. We might as well say hello to Dr. Kinnis also at the same time. Hi, Dr. Kinnis.
Hi,
welcome.
Dr. Kinnis.
Hey, Dr. Kinnis.
Hi, nice to see you.
Hello, nice to hear your voice as well. So who's going to talk first to tell us a little bit about Gentle Drop?
I could have used it today.
Oh, though. You could have?
Yeah, I had so much eye.
More in your face?
More going down my face than it got in my eye. That's a shame because the
it's expensive. It's,
I was just going to say the drops are expensive. The one drop I'm talking about is $400 without insurance. So the bottom line is when you start talking about $400 a bottle and a lot of it's going down your eye, it should be going in your eye, but it's going down your face.
It's not funny, really.
Then
absolutely.
It's not funny anymore.
So welcome, Dr. Kinnison, and welcome, Dr. Hayden.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. So we were going to ask you each a little bit about yourself, but you two decide who's going to talk.
I'll tell you a little bit about Gentle Drop. So you know, we're both physicians, we're both ophthalmologists, and we just saw our patients struggling to put eye drops in. And just like Michael said, the medications can be very expensive. And they also are important to save vision, especially with diseases like glaucoma. If you don't get drops in your eyes, you can lose vision.
Right.
And of course, there's just artificial tears and allergy drops, which aren't as vision threatening, but they're all difficult to put in. So I'm a glaucoma specialist. I was seeing patients with glaucoma, and I tried to give advice on different techniques to get drops in. And finally, I kept telling people to try putting the bottle on the bridge of their nose, and people really struggle with that. And then I came up with a device using Play-Doh for our first prototype. And then we worked on it and developed it into what is now Gentle Drop. And it's a sleeve that fits around the eye drop bottle. And then the part of the sleeve, it has like a little nose piece and it rests on the bridge of the nose. And then the engineering is set up so that the bottle tip ends up right over the eye in a perfect spot.
I'm looking at a picture of it, and it just sits right on the nose. It's just the concave, right over the bridge. It's pretty neat.
So, you say it's like a funnel?
No, it's not a funnel, because the device does not contact the any liquid.
Dr. Kinnison, excuse me. Gary is totally blind. That's why he would like more of a description, so he can get an idea.
Okay. Yes. So the device itself does not contact liquid in any way. So the silicone sleeve only fits around the body of the eye drop bottle. So then you squeeze through it's a soft silicone, it's flexible silicone. So the device has two parts. One of them is a soft sleeve that's flexible, and silicone sleeve connects to a nose bridge, which goes over the nose. And then the bottle then is directed over the eye. So you squeeze right through the silicone sleeve that squeezes the bottle, and then a drop comes out just like it normally does. But the device does not contact liquid.
The bottle is always on an angle like it appears in the photo?
Exactly. So the eye drop bottle is always angled from the nose.
And where can you buy this? And where can you buy this?
So you can...
Currently we're selling on Amazon. Or you can stop at our website, which is called dropbetter.com. So both of them are great. If you do go to our website, dropbetter.com, it has some tutorial videos and it has some more frequently asked questions. So there's a little bit more information on that site. And it should be pretty usable for people that are using, vision assistance. We don't have a lot of pictures. We mostly have text, so it's pretty easy to maneuver. And it also has some information on there on the website about the clinical trials that we did. So I'll let Dr. Kinnison talk about the clinical trials. We're the only eye drop aid out there that has been clinically proven to help customers get their eye drops in.
Wow. Michael, let's have anybody that wants to ask a question call in, don't you think?
If anybody's out there that would like to ask a question, now is the time to do it. Not after the show. Not next week. Now. 407-894-1680. If anybody bought it so far, this drop, what's it called?
Gentle Drop.
Gentle Drop. If anybody bought Gentle Drop,
one word.
I'd like to hear if you bought it so far. I know we have a few people that I know bought it so far. They told me.
So, and even if you had a little problem with it, they could still call
if you had a problem with it, love to know that too.
Yeah.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Yeah, we'd love to tell you both about our we're waiting for callers for our clinical studies, but also a couple of tips to be successful using it, which I think are real important.
Okay.
In fact, do you want to hear the tips now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the clinical studies we'll get to, I guess, if we get time, but short, they're both published in Ophthalmology Glaucoma, 47 to 50 patients in the glaucoma study preferred it, in our low vision study. Of the patients who had difficulty with eye drops, 94% preferred gentle drop over their own technique. We're excited about those. The key tips, though, the key to using it is you have to align it correctly. And it's most helpful if you actually lie down or sit in a recliner to get it so that the device is lined well and the bottle tips over the eye. And then the other one is just having somebody, if there's somebody available who's sighted who can watch you and just help that initial alignment to get you off started off, that is really tremendously helpful. In our studies, we did a 3-minute teaching intervention. So somebody who's sighted could show just how it's aligned. Because once you get that learning memory of the nice way to align it, it just makes eye drops so easy and so satisfying. That's the other thing, is it makes it so much more enjoyable because it's no longer so scary, so intimidating. It builds confidence. In fact, in our study, it increased confidence to place eye drops independently. And that's probably the thing we were most proud of with the studies, is that it increased the confidence for independence.
Dr. Kennis,
if I could add one thing.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, we have a caller too. Gary, what is your question?
If I could add one thing for our listeners out there. Now, if you don't take eye drops, but you know our show and you know somebody that does take eye drops, ask them, are you having troubles with your eye drops? And say, if they say, yeah, then tell them the information you just received tonight. You can help somebody else out.
That's a good idea. Before we go to our caller, I just have a quick question. When you put the bottle in the top part, it sounds stupid, but you leave your lid on, your cap on, right, first, or you don't?
So you can store your bottle in gentle drop with your cap on, and you can put your bottle with the cap on or off through gentle drop. The opening's wide enough. That is an important caveat, though, is that the gentle drop fits, it expands, so it can fit 5, 10, and 15 millimeter bottles, but it does not fit the really, really tiny ones like latanoprost, which are 2.5 millimeter bottles.
Oh.
But if it's like normal sustain, Zatador, just typical artificial tear bottles in 5, 10, a huge range from 5, 10, and 15.
We have a caller calling in from New Jersey. Caller in New Jersey.
Paul
from New Jersey. Paul, you're on the line.
I have a question.
You have a question for the doctors?
Yep, for the doctors.
Can you hear me okay?
We hear you, Paul.
Yeah, we hear you, Paul.
There's a lot of distortion. Anyway, I'll ask my question. I purchased the product, and I'm having difficulty with it. I know that the firm piece that goes on your nose, you have to hold that, correct, with one hand, and then lean back, and the drop should drop into your eye. But I'm a little confused now. Do you need to have the cap on and then take the cap off, or do you take the cap off, put it in that little holder there, and then just lean back, or do you squeeze it? I'm having problems with it, so maybe you could help me.
Yeah, so it's probably easier to take the cap off before you put the bottle into the gentle drop sleeve. Doesn't matter too much, but a little easier. And then you'll use one hand to rest the device on your nose, and you want to make sure that nose piece is on your nose. You really can use one hand to both rest the device on your nose and squeeze through the bottle if you want to use two hands, that's fine. But the key is make sure you're really get your head back far enough so your head is flat so that it's aligned well, which that's where lying down or sitting back on a recliner really helps.
Paul, did you buy the item already?
Yes, he bought it. He said he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, are you? Yeah. Are the drops landing on your cheeks right now? How are you sitting down?
Yeah. It's not making it into my eye because I'm not doing it right. And I keep asking people around to help me, but are you saying there's a tutorial that we can grab?
There is a tutorial video on our website, dropbetter.com. But it sounds like you're not getting your head back far enough. I would try lying down on your bed or sitting on a recliner. The device is a really good alignment aid, but it just aligns well. The key is having your head in the right position. You know, if you're standing,
right,
you can put the device on your nose. The drops is going to fall to the ground. Your head's got to be back so that it aligns the bottle right over the eye.
And it has to be on the bridge of your nose.
Yep.
Well, yeah, no doubt. You hold the heavier piece on your nose, and then you have to lean back so the drops propel out. But I'm having a little problem, so I'll have somebody check out the tutorial for me. But it seems like it's a cool product, and will give me some more independence once I can use it proficiently. But so I'll check out the tutorial, and thank you very much for fielding my question.
Keep trying. Thanks. I really appreciate your question because I think there's a learning curve to it, and I'm delighted to hear the struggles. If you haven't tried lying down, please try lying down, and there's a learning curve to it. And once you get it, it's awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye now. Bye.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left. If anybody wants to get a quick call in,
any more calls? Now's the time to call in. We had Paul from New Jersey. Anybody else calling in?
So did you? Did you tell everybody how they can purchase it again, please?
Ashley?
Oh, yeah. Drop Better is the website. So it's dropbetter.com. And if you go there, you can buy directly, and there's a code for free shipping. That's probably the best resource because it also has the most information and the most tips for use.
And it's also very inexpensive.
Better, one word.
Drop Better, all one word.
Mm-hmm. And it's so inexpensive. It makes
sense.
Thank
you. I'm glad you
said that. Yeah, I mean, not to waste your eye drops.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we also, Dr. Canast didn't get to it, but we did do a study for low vision patients specifically. So really targeting your listeners. You know, unlike other sort of eye drop users, I'm sure everybody listening knows that there's a couple extra challenges facing you. And so gentle drop was shown to improve independence for those low vision patients. So we're really proud of that.
Important.
I've actually had a couple blind people let me know that this is the first time they've been able to use their drops by themselves once they got the hang of it. So just remember to lie flat, and if you can have somebody help you the first couple times, I think it'll start to take off pretty easy after that.
We have another caller calling in from Wellington, Florida.
Tony
from Wellington, Florida. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mike. How are you doing?
Okay, you have a question for the doctors?
Yes, that guy I'm from New Jersey. I mean, I'm from Philadelphia and New Jersey, but, you know, unless he's super, super old, I mean, it's a very easy product to use. You know, you put your I use 2.5 milliliters.
Okay.
Pardon me, it's like funny. I use 2.5 milliliters of Latanoprost now. Prior to that, I was using Simbrinza for years. And I had one of those things, and it's easy to use, but it's like, I think yours is made of silicone. Well, the one I had was plastic, and it broke quickly. But at any rate, you know, after many years, I'm 80 now, so I've been using it since I was, 50, 55, 56. So, you know, you learn to use those things, you know, the Latanoprost. Like, I have glaucoma, so that's all I use now is one drop in each eye before I go to bed.
So, Tony, you need to get Gentle Drop. It's very inexpensive, and it is silicone. Very comfortable.
Yeah, I don't have a computer or a cell phone. I'm retired. I gave those items to my granddaughter who was going into college. So it's like I just don't have a need for a cell phone. Or, you know, I'm an old guy. I'm old school. You know, they don't have phones anymore, you know, public phones anymore. So But yeah, I'm at home, so people can call me.
But now, right. Well, thanks for calling in, Tony. Appreciate it, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
Pardon me?
In fact, we have to hang up now, Tony.
Thanks for calling in, Tony. Appreciate it.
So thank you, Dr. Kinnis, and thank you, Dr. Hayden. We appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
All about gentle
drops. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it.
And we appreciated having you. Hopefully a lot of people will try it out and make life easier for themselves when it's time to use eye drops with gentle drops.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good week. Thank you.
We're going to go to break. It's time for a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You know, it's very funny. Tony brought something up. Tony, if you're listening, this is funny, because my brother said something to me about a week ago, which him and I were discussing something pretty much about the same thing that you said, except my brother worded it differently. My brother said that if it wasn't around 50 years ago, then he don't know, want to know anything about it, because he's still living 50 years ago. So he doesn't know from computers. He doesn't know from nothing.
Meanwhile, he's running a business.
And he's running a business, but he doesn't do the cash register. Somebody else does it for him because he doesn't know how to do the cash register. So the point is, like his motto is, if it's around 50 years ago, he knows what it is. He doesn't want to learn nothing. He said he learned enough in his life. He's 86 years old, and he's learned enough in his life. He don't learn anything more. That's enough. So that's the story. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, you're up, too. And Gary's up, too, well, not just me.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Michael, there's one other thing you didn't learn.
What?
You didn't know how to work a lawnmower.
Yeah. So, Gary, our guest is ready to talk, and we'd like to welcome back. Chris, are you listening very carefully? Chris, are you there? Chris?
No.
Oh, we wanted him to hear this. Chris Shaw, are you there? Well, he must not be on the phone. Well, we'd like to welcome back Flo Walsh.
I'm on the phone talking with Peter from Chris, Oldsmar. I'm sorry.
Chris, listen
there's
to this.
Chris.
We'd like to welcome Flo Walsh from Lake Plastic, right, Flo?
Right, from Lake Plastic, Florida, Chris.
Lake Plastic.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't get the joke.
I have to tell him.
Okay,
joke.
Chris, the joke is when you gave me the caller list a few weeks ago. You put Lake Plastic instead of Lake Placid.
Got it. I remember. I know. I'm like, Lake, got it. I was thinking about the movie Lake Plastic.
Yeah, right.
Maybe Lake Plastic is next up Lake Placid.
Maybe. Welcome, Flo. Thanks for joining us tonight again.
Hey, Flo.
Hi, how are you, everyone?
Fine, thank you. Say hi to Gary, our co-host
Flo.
Tonight.
Hi, Gary and Michael and Lynn, of course.
Hi.
And Chris.
And Chris. So, Flo, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you're going through with your, I don't want to use the word training, your orientation and mobility and how you're getting along, because I've been following your progress and you are just amazing. Just amazing. And one of the things we've been talking about lately is achieving independence once you lost your sight. So
correct.
Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, I moved back in at the end of November, from North Carolina to Lake Placid, Florida. And that's where I currently reside. I got my apartment. It only took 3 years, but I got it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Better than ever.
A subsidized housing, but that's okay because it's a roof over my head.
That's right.
But I enrolled in a Lighthouse of Sarasota.
Very good.
When I moved here, and I just finished my independent living training with Gloria. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. I hope you're listening.
And right now I'm taking mobility lessons. The post office is directly right out my front door. But you got to walk around the fence line and stuff. So she's teaching me the correct way instead of climbing over the fence to go there.
Not climbing over the fence.
Yeah. Even though that would be perfect, but you know.
And you said Publix is nearby also? That's convenient.
Yes,
oh, that's
Publix
good.
is next door to me. You can smell the bakery from my apartment.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It makes me hungry all day.
Yeah.
So you walked the first time by yourself the other day, right?
They are teaching me to. Oh, I walked to the post office the other day with my mobility trainer because she was teaching me a new way to go than what we already went over. And I did not like that way she was having me go, but it was for my own good, and it was to get me out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting your arm over your head because you have to go through obstacles and trees and branches. Yes. So
And you use a cane?
Yes, I use a cane. She recommends an aluminum cane if you're going for walks, like if you're going to the store. Or, you know, like anywhere like that, she recommends an aluminum cane because it's sturdier.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you, have you ever considered a dog guide?
I'm thinking about it, but I have not, I have never gone to the store on my own. I did when I lived in Orlando, Florida, and that was about seven years ago. So I'm working on my cane skills now for, you know, going to the stores, but I am going to talk to her about putting an application in for me to get a guide dog.
I want to say I've had three seeing eye dogs, and one of the recommendations from all the schools is you do have cane training first. So you have an understanding of what's going on. But when you do get a guide dog, you mentioned that you have to put your arm up and feel for low-hanging limbs and stuff. Where the dog guide, you don't have to do that anymore. It looks, it sees your height and everything.
Wow.
And they walk around. They walk around that low-hanging limb.
Oh, that would be good. That would save me a lot of head trouble.
Oh, I'm telling you, the dog guides are so good if you want to have one. Good companionship and everything else, but I've had three, and I get down to where I don't use that much getting out and getting around, so I'd rather have somebody else get the dog. But I highly recommend a dog guide. CNI is an excellent school too. Southeast is good, but CNI is an excellent school.
I'm thinking about it. It's going to take me some time. So that's what I'm doing now is learning my mobility. You know, I can get to my mailbox and I take my trash out. You know, I go to the gym now. I haven't stepped foot in a gym ever until I moved here.
Wow.
So I can start the elliptical bike on my own, the stationary bike, the treadmill, the certain treadmill I use. And I've been using the rowing machine with help as well.
And you also travel a lot. You're always on Amtrak.
I just booked my ticket for New Jersey, Lynn.
Yeah.
For November. Here I come, Jersey.
Okay. She's back to Jersey.
Good.
I'll go for the whole month. And my sister, of course, she'll be working. But, you know, my brother-in-law, he'll just have to put up with me.
You know what, Flo? We're going to have a panel in the near future talking about independence, and we have a few people now who would like to join us that night.
Love
I'll let you know when, and that would be nice because you are really achieving your independence.
Yeah.
You're trying hard,
Yeah, I'm going to New Jersey in September. I'm going to North Carolina for a trip.
All right, we'll see. Well, I'll have to see, plan when we're going to have it. So tell everybody about
Flo?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Flo, I have one more suggestion. You said you're learning with your cane to take the trash out. When you get a dog guy, you teach a dog to take the trash out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get my kids to take the trash out. I don't think the dog's going to do it either.
So, Flo, it'll just be a short visit tonight. But before we go, tell everybody about your wonderful Facebook page. You know, you should be our caterer. You're cooking all the time. I'm drooling all the things that you make.
It's called The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo, and I have a Facebook page, and the cooking group has over 1,020 members now.
Wow.
And tonight I made sweet potato Jamaican jerk steak fries, or air fried. What you do is you soften the sweet potato in the microwave. Make sure it's soft because they're too hard to, you know, cut in the first place. I can't do it. So you soften them till, you know, they get somewhat soft in the microwave, and then you let it cool down, cut it into steak fry size, mix, and this is for one potato, depending on the size. You put 1 teaspoon of olive oil and 1 teaspoon of Jamaican jerk seasoning in it, and you mix it together and air fry that for about 10 minutes, and perfect.
That is great. I know you're always using your air fryer. I don't have one of those. It sounds good.
You can also make caramel in the crock pot. Take 1 can of sweetened condensed milk and peel off the label, put it in the crock pot, put water 1 inch above the can, and then turn it on high, and 3 to 4 hours later, you'll have caramel. But be careful when you take it out of the crock pot, because it's going to be hot.
Wow.
Very hot.
But
Flo, I got to tell you that in the years past, Lynn knows many shows, many years back, I used to be the sort of gourmet cook, pass out recipes on the show, which I brought in a lot of my stuff into the studio and gave it to Chris and Lynn and Michael. And yeah, I did a lot of cooking.
Yeah, Gary used to make great chili and vegetable soup, vegetable beef soup.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe, homemade Sloppy Joe.
Gary, I recently made like a coconut chicken wing. Oh my goodness, they're so good.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You make that in the air fryer too?
Of course I did. I can make a hot dog in the air fryer.
I don't even know how to use those. I've never had one in the house. Yeah.
The simple hot dog. But they're fantastic.
If I could give a quick one.
What's that,
Gary? If I could give a quick one. I was like, when I was in the scouts and stuff, at Beanie Weenie's, can of Van Camp pork and beans, 1 large can, 15 ounce. Take 2 hot dogs, cut your hot dogs up in a bowl, put them in a bowl, dump your Van Camp pork and beans in tomato sauce. That's Van Camp's within tomato sauce. Dump that on top and put it in the microwave on medium for 10 minutes, and here you got Van Camp pork and beans.
Yeah, it's called Beanie Weenies.
Beanie Weenies, exactly.
That's what he was saying, yeah.
Yep, Beanie Weenies. So
what are you doing for Mother's Day, Flo, before we say goodnight?
I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm headed to Mississippi.
You're heading to Mississippi. Oh,
and then we're going to turn around after 4 days and head to Okaloosa Island, which is in the panhandle of Florida, for a getaway on the beach for a week.
Wow.
Where in Mississippi?
I have no clue. I'm just the rider.
Okay. I lived in Gulfport.
Well, thank you for calling in, Flo. We're going to get to to Gary's trivia before we get to the top of the hour. So
we're going to sign up.
Hey, nice safe travels. You, safe travels and happy Mother's Day.
Yep. Happy Mother's
Day.
Thank
you. I'll talk to you later.
Okie dokie. Bye.
All right, Gary.
You're up, Gary, with your silly trivia.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Chris.
Is it possible that we can get a first-time caller from Seattle, Washington, to just kind of chime in and say hi? Her name is Shay. She says she's been listening.
Sure.
Okay. That's up to Gary.
Unless she wants to see if she can listen to trivia questions, she might also win a prize.
Okay, well
let's see.
Let's say
hi to Shay from Seattle.
Shay says she's been listening to the show for about maybe 4 months now, and her good friend Hershey in Daytona. Shay, are you there?
Yes, hi, Shay.
Hey, hi, Shay.
Gosh, I absolutely love your show. My friend Hershey and I, I'm in Seattle and he's in Daytona Beach, and he usually calls on Sundays during it, and then we listen together. And you guys are just so fun and refreshing and have such great information. Thank you. I'm glad to be a listener. Thanks for providing.
We're glad to have you. So it's just like one big family here, right, on Sunday nights?
One big family.
And if we make a mistake, we make a mistake and we laugh about it. Right, Gary?
That's right. Absolutely. Make a lot of them, too.
Yeah, that's so nice that you're listening from Seattle. So it's, let's see, 7:56. So it's what, 4:56 there? Yeah, it's 3 hours difference. Yeah. So, Gary, before we go to the, you want to ask her your trivia question?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask. If she doesn't know it, then we'll pass it on.
All right, so first time caller.
Okay, my question is tonight in trivia. I want everybody to put your thinking caps on because it's going to blow your mind away. It's real easy, but and if you
Gary.
Can listen to my.
It's 7:56,
okay,
Harry.
My question is, what did Tarzan call his son? What did Tarzan call his son? Do you know? Hey. If you listen to Michael's show, songs in the 60s, you got to have listened to Tarzan.
I'm so sorry.
He had a special name.
Sounds very tinny. It's just a bunch of static. But I'm so glad that you provide this show for us. It's always so fun and entertaining and informational. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Shay. And Shay, I gave the information to Chris about the gentle drop. It's very, very inexpensive.
Wonderful. I have.
I think it's only $15 or something like that. Free shipping. And
yeah,
free shipping.
Very, very inexpensive.
Thank you, Shay.
Always wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Shay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think I got another caller for the trivia, brother. Brother Theo, we hadn't heard from him in a while, Brother Theo.
Oh, Theo would know this. Theo, I know you know this one.
Brother Theo, are you there?
Where are you, Theo?
Right here.
He's there, I hear him, but very
barely. Brother Theo, I can barely hear you. Hello, Brother Theo?
Yeah,
can't. Can't
okay,
hear him.
I can hear you now. Okay. Did you have the answer to the trivia?
What is the answer? What's the question?
Gary, what's the question?
The trivia question is, what did Tarzan call his son?
His son is, he got many sons, but the one they call him.
What? What did call him?
His boy.
Chris?
Boy. One boy.
Oh,
you got
wow.
it. You got it, boy. You got it. Good going. Man, I didn't tell somebody to get there tonight.
We won a $10 gift card to Subway.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
Theo.
Listen, besides the Subway, that's oh, cool. Thank you for that. I can use that. But
okay, well, give your address to
enjoy
Chris.
Enjoy it.
Theo, Brett, give your address to Chris so we can send it
Len?
Out to you.
May I say something, Len?
Yeah,
very
go ahead,
quickly,
Theo.
Very quickly, we're going to the top of the hour.
Okay, I'm trying to find a, not just a significant other, but Michael, where are you located at? Is he okay, or what's going on?
He's fine. He's right here.
Okay.
It's Brother Theo.
Hi, Theo. How you doing, Theo?
I'm good, man. I'm doing amazing. Excellent. But what I'd like to say, I don't understand everything that's going on, but I appreciate the... You said a program and a gift that, you know, people can win. I have won something today. You know, what I would like to say, Michael, there's a lot of people out there hurting. So I'm talking to the young kids about, you said, what's going on, blind and beyond, because some can't see that well. So I would like to say,
thanks for calling in, Theo. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up in the second hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.